Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
First Samuel 6, 1 to 7, 2. Renew altars. The ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us with what we shall send it to its place." They said, "If you send away the ark of God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return him a guilt offering. Then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand does not turn away from you." And they said, "What is the guilt offering that we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden tumors and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and on your lords. So you must make images of your tumors and images of your mice and that ravage the land and give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off of you and your gods and your land. Why should you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? After he had dealt severely with them, did they not send the people away and they departed? Now then, take and prepare a new cart and 2 milk cows on which there has never come a yoke, and yoke the cows to the cart, but take their calves home away from them. And take the ark of the Lord and place it on the cart and put it in a box at its side, the figures of gold, which you are returning to him as a guilt offering. Then send it off and let it go away and watch. If it goes up on the way to its own land, to Beth Shemesh, then it is he who has done us this great harm. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by coincidence." The men did so and took 2 milk cows and yoked them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart and the box with the golden mice and the images of their tumors. And the cows went straight in the direction of Beth Shemesh along one highway, lowing as they went. They turned neither to the right nor to the left, and the lords of the Philistines went after them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And when they lifted up their eyes and stopped there, a great stone was there. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the box that was beside it, in which were golden figures, and set them upon the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices on that day to the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines saw it, they returned that day to Ekron. These are the golden tumors that the Philistines returned as a guilt offering to the Lord, 1 for Ashdod, 1 for Gaza, 1 for Ashkelon, 1 for Gath, and 1 for Ekron. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both fortified cities and unwalled villages. The great stone beside which they set down the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. And he struck some of the men of Beth Shemesh because they looked upon the ark of the Lord. He struck 70 men of them, and the people mourned because the Lord had struck the people with a great blow. Then the men of Beth Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, his holy God? And to whom shall he go up away from us?" So they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up to you." And the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord and brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill. And they consecrated his son, Eleazar, to have charge of the ark of the Lord. From that day that the ark was lodged at Kiriath Jearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. It's a long passage, but it's interesting. All of these details suggest that this is a highly significant event for the one the Holy Spirit has used to collect scripture for us. The Philistines have had enough of the ark. They want to return it. Remember, in that day, you thought of your gods as provincial gods. And the Israelites would have had prophets in the same way that the other religions had diviners and priests. They put it on a cart. They have all of these aspects of golden mice and tumors that are to be a guilt offering. We see that Israel's sacrificial system was similar to other people's. People were aware that there was guilt within them, and when calamity would come to them, they assumed that their gods were angry with them. When it gets to Israel, the Israeli town, they offer a burnt offering, and some of them are struck dead because they look at the ark in an impromptu way, in an improper way. This strong declaration, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God," shows how much the people saw the presence of God in this ark. So much so that those who experience this calamity have the ark sent to another place, and we're told it stays there for 20 years. The so what of this passage is kind of a recognition of the way the narrative develops, that there are several key references to Egypt. It almost feels like this is a second kind of Exodus. The biblical writer is setting us up to see that God has a new movement coming. This arc is having a connecting thread through all of these narrative stories as we move into the kingship. And what we're going to see is whether kings or nations or families or individuals, you only do well when you acknowledge the presence of God in the proper way. The now what of this is a reminder of myself that I can constantly be building fresh altars unto the Lord by not taking his presence for granted, by acknowledging him in the midst of my everyday. Even the scriptures talk about ministering to the presence of the Lord. That's what Samuel does. There's something about my worship that reestablishes fresh altars in the different places that I live and move and have my being. And so today, Lord, we set out on this day and we choose to build altars along the way, altars to you. We know that there are other gods that will try to sneak in, but we want you to have the central focus. And so we give ourselves to you as living sacrifice once again. In Jesus' name, amen.